This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on August 22, 2013. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next, we have the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Mississippi Democratic Party PAC, A11-10.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, all.
Welcome, and enlighten us, please.
Madam Chair, I am prepared to make an opening presentation, or we can move into any questions you may have.
Do you have a brief opening presentation?
I think it's brief.
Okay, let's go.
Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Mississippi Democratic Party PAC, which addresses the four findings presented in the draft final audit report. For the first finding, misstatement of financial activity, the committee has amended its reports to correct the misstatements. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that the committee misstated their financial activity for calendar years 2009 and 2010. For the second finding, disclosure of disbursements, the committee has amended its reports to correct the missing payee information. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that the committee omitted information related to disbursements totaling $361,109. For the third finding, disclosure of occupation name of employer, the committee has amended its reports to correct the disclosure of the missing occupation and or name of employer information. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that the committee failed to report information related to occupation name of employer totaling $17,426. For the fourth finding, record keeping for employees, the DFAR notes that the committee did not maintain monthly logs to document the percentage of time each employee spent on federal election activity. The committee has implemented a plan to track employees' time spent on federal election activities. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that the committee failed to maintain logs to document the time employees spent on federal election activity totaling $138,741. Thank you, and we are prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Do we have any questions or discussion? It's my understanding that when we get the, what's the next stage, the draft? No, the proposed final audit report. We will have the same language about the monthly logs for committees that for employees who are being paid for with 100% federal funds that we have used in prior audits. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
What was that again? I apologize.
Commissioner Walter. Sorry.
What were you clarifying? I was trying to read something. I missed.
In the draft final audit report that was presented to us, there were a couple of places where the language just needs to be tweaked to line it up with the previous audits where we've considered this question of staff who are being paid for with 100% federal funds, and the commission has said, well, that's if they're being paid for with 100% federal funds, we're not going to pursue anybody for not keeping the logs for those employees because they're paying for them with federal funds, and the whole purpose of the logs is to document whether they need to be paying for them with federal funds. So they're kind of reaching the conclusion without doing maintaining the logs. And as I said, we would be then consistent with previous audits on that point. Commissioner
Walker. Yeah, Bill, inconsistent with my vote, so just for the record, I will probably object for the record, especially since there's four votes already on this. I'm not sure if there were not four votes, I'd feel the same way, but I think I'll just maintain my position that I think even though it's all federal funds, I think records should be kept. People can change their mind midstream, and then what do you do? So I think really the record-keeping requirement is clear. We got to stick with it.
Well, of course, I haven't called the vote yet, but I think we're going to have four votes for this. Hate to predict things before they happen. Any further comments, or do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Given that we're going to have some tweaking of the language that we had all saw on the issue you raised, Madam Chair, I'm going to move agenda document number 13-34 with the understanding that that's going to get part of the cleanup of the document. We had to authorize staff to make technical conforming edits and including edits that they and the commissioners have suggested. I made that part of the motion just so it's clear that there'll be room to rewrite a little bit.
Thank you. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of agenda document number 13-34 with the understanding that when the proposed final audit report is prepared, it will incorporate the changes discussed at the table and any other technical and conforming edits that are required. Is there any discussion on the motion? I will then call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Motion passes 4-1 with the Vice Chairman, Commissioners Hunter Peterson, and myself voting in favor, and Commissioner Walther voting against. Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Palmer, do we have any management or administrative matters?